Okay, what I want you guys to do is listen to the music. There's going to be music in the beginning, but you got to listen to the main shot, the big guy that started all this. It's really good information, guys, so listen to a little bit of music in the beginning, but mainly listen to what's after the music. Enjoy.
Did the best that he could do as a father for me growing up. And hadn't seen me, and I showed up on his doorstep and was, you know, probably 120 pounds soaking wet. I'm now, you know, I think about 65 pounds or so heavier than that. I showed up on his doorstep, and I was like, will you just let me in? First of all, will you just let me in? Right? Because I got nowhere else to go. And then I said, once he said yes, will you help me get on my feet? And he said, yeah. So he let me come to work with him on a construction job, and he paid me out of his paycheck. Not even my own yet. He was getting a paycheck, and he was paying me out of his paycheck. And I remember my first purchase. It was a twin-size bed. And he's single. He didn't remarry. He had a little studio bedroom apartment, and I put that bed in his bedroom. That was my first big purchase in his bedroom, and we slept side by side for about 2 months in the same bedroom as he was kind of figuring out whether I was going to stay on my feet this time. Because I don't know if you've ever had somebody in your life, and maybe it hasn't been you, right? But do you have anybody in your family or circle of influence who you almost wrote them off? And other people wrote them off. You didn't know if there was hope for them or not. You thought that they were a lost cause. They were the black sheep. That was the person who just, you talked about, it was like, I feel sorry for that person. Or I was that person, right? And it was to the point to where, you know, a lot of people didn't know if I was ever going to make it. I talk about this so much because not only is it important for me to talk about for my own therapeutic value. Do you guys know that if you're struggling with something, and I'll tell you why here in a second, but if you're struggling with something, the best thing that you can do for yourself is get through it and then talk about it. Now, it's not to talk about it as you're going through it. My life sucks so bad. I'm so hooked up. Because you're going to run everybody off. Right? Yeah. It was kind of the same thing that when I got into this industry, I drove around with a magnet on my truck and thought that people were going to throw their credit card at me. And they looked at me in this Beverly Hillbillies piece of shit truck that I was driving around and said, look, dude, I don't want to drive that truck. Somebody who's been in the military, or you've been in the military yourself, thank you for your service if you have. Give a round of applause. One of the best things that, and this is something that they have a lot of soldiers do, is when they're dealing with PTSD.
PTSD.
That's what I'm talking about, post-traumatic stress
PTSD.
One of the things that they have them do is travel around and tell their story. Now, they figured this out after trying everything on, right? Individual counseling, medication, all of these different deep, psychiatric practices. And then you know what they did? They started taking these soldiers and taking them around the country and having them speak to people and tell their story. And, you know, that helped those soldiers more than anything that they had tried on before. So a lot of you are saying, well, not only how do I get rich, but how do I develop personally? Well, that's something that I figured out a long time ago, which is not only why I tell my story, that's one of the reasons, but the other reason is because I want you guys to know that 5 years ago, I couldn't stand in front of a room and speak to people. Just a couple of years ago, when I started my business, okay, I used to send every single piece of anything that I wrote to Aaron. And I said, would you, because one time I sent something out to this couple of leads that I had on my list, and they sent it back. I said, this shit is so bad. this and make sure that it doesn't have anything to do with getting banished from the internet. So I tell you that to tell you that, to show you and prove to you that I'm a real person. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? So, this is the power, really, of where you're at right now. A lot of you don't even realize that. A lot of you don't realize that. The power of where you're at right now, right here sitting in this room, wherever you're at in your life. And I'm going to tell you something. I know that the majority of you are having struggles, Mom. Right? I just know it. Mom. Whether it's financially, whether it's something internally, whatever it is, it's probably can be categorized in about two or three things, okay? Finance, romance, right? Finance, romance.
Right?
And a lot of people, they criticize us because they say we're all about financially free to me is a lot. It means something a lot different than it did, even 2 years ago. Something totally different. I mean, a couple of years ago, an extra $200 a month, I was financially free. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just so I can remember, and this was the turning point in my life, really, was when I was making decisions in my life of whether I was going to take Aaron out to dinner or pay the electric bill. I remember making those decisions. And that was the turning point in my business. And I had been at low points in life. I'd sat in some of the worst crack houses. I'd sat in some of the shittiest bathrooms. And in the places that you wouldn't want your worst enemy to be. And making those decisions about my family, once I had gotten clean and had started to get my life back together, and I looked at what I was doing in life, and I said, I'm ready to go back to being homeless. Right? I'm serious. Because I couldn't make no money out there. I was driving a piece of shit truck that I had to start with a screwdriver. I was the guy who was the last guy to always leave. People thought that I was social. I wasn't.
Okay, I'm going to just stop it right there. But I'm going to let you guys know, if you want to hear that whole meeting that took place, I will have that available to you. Especially if you're a team member, you'll be able to get it from your backlinks on the member audio and product page right there from our homepage. But the point of all this is, it just is to show you, no matter the conditions that you're in, no matter the struggles that you're going through, that this is indeed the most powerful networking company out there. Because it's not just about the money. It's not just about what's in your pocket. It's about the product. And it's about being able to give other people the same that you got. See, it's about being level with everybody else, and it's about being at the same level with everybody else. And no, I'm not saying because you got another team member that's making $20,000 a month and you're only making $10,000. Because obviously you're going to get whatever you put into it. The more effort and the more you put in, the more you're going to get. The more faith and the more heart that you have into it, the more you're going to get. But I just wanted to show you guys an example of what I've been trying to talk about from the beginning, that this is not about just one person. This is about working with a company that works together and that is the most powerful company out there that you can work for. And you get to do it right from your home, and you have nobody telling you how to do it. Everything's handed to you. And it's up to you how you decide you want to do it. The strategies, the tips, the lessons, all that stuff's given to you. But it's up to you how you want to take actions. I'm a person that believes that when you take action, things will happen. Because obviously if you don't take action on anything, it doesn't matter what it is, if you don't take action, nothing happens. And this is a company that's going to allow you to increase your income, allow you to do more things than you've ever been able to do before, And it doesn't matter if you're 30. It doesn't matter if you're 40. It doesn't matter if you're 50. There are entrepreneurs, big-time entrepreneurs, that have a load of money. And they're involved because they're wanting to do the same thing. They don't want to do it just for the money. Yes, they're going to make a lot of money because, obviously, they also got other skills because they're entrepreneurs that know things from running a business for 10 or 20 years. But they're also learning. So it doesn't matter. This guy talked about where he started. And now look where he is today. He is the CEO and founder of this business. The guy that wanted to give everybody else that opportunity. And it's doing nothing but giving you opportunity. It's not taking away anything from you. So all it takes is to have it in your heart. Believe in it. Take action. Sign up. Go to the website www.aandemarketing.com and sign up, guys. You won't regret it. I promise you that. And I'll be updating the file later on where you can find that file. If you're not a member, I'm going to put that on online publicly. Also, we have a live stream link you can listen to now. It does play music, but in between the music, it has our advertisement. It has all kinds of different type of meetings that go on that you can hear about how the company works and, you know, so on. So check it out, www.aandemarketing.com. The first link is the one that says read this. The next link is a link that talks about me. It's an audio file. And the third link is what you can click on to listen live to the music and also in between music. After, you know, two or three songs play, to come in and play one of my audio files or one of Dave's audio files or one of my team members' audio files. But go check it out. Put it in your heart. Believe. Take action. And sign up. Y'all take care.